Hello. How you doing? Just wanted to say happy holidays to all the targeted individuals out there. Happy holidays to the veterans. Happy holidays to the seniors. And happy holidays to everyone else. And a special shout out to all those that are listening to all the talk going around about people illegally being targeted, violated, disrespected, little game. It's getting out. It's getting out. Oh, people listening. Thank you. Thank you for listening, people. We love you. We don't want to be violated and disrespected and experimented on and tortured on and none of that stuff. The people that's doing it, they're insane. We need your help. They're insane. And they think they're doing something right. They think they should have the right to harm us. Very sad situation. But anyway, we're not going to let that ruin our holidays. We're going to have a good holiday. So what, you want to target us? We're wonderful. That's why you want to target us. So yeah, don't worry about it. Everything going to be okay. To God be the glory. Nobody's supposed to want to do something this insane. How did this ever happen? This shouldn't be happening. Just like the Tuskegee syphilis experiment. It should have never happened, but it did. But they got it out of there. They stopped it. They exposed it. Now it's time to expose this horrific crime. Because they're violating us. They don't want us to live in life, in the world. They want us to live off of the side of the world and be tortured and look at everybody in the world have life, and we're these group of like animals off to the side being tortured, and they want to torture us. Is that insane? Is that insanity? It's hard to picture that. That's hard to picture. You know why it's hard to picture? Because it's unimaginable. People don't do that. People don't say, you know what? I want to hurt them. I want to hurt that person, and I want to see what it looks like, how much they can take. Then I'll come back the next day, and the next day, and the next day, for years and years and years. It's insane. They have to be stopped. It's insane. They're insane. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're insane. They're insane. They're insane. It is not a joke. It is not a game. Because someone says they want to play a game with your life, you think you should let them? Would you like them to? Would you like someone to contact you and say, you know what? I'd like to experiment on you. Oh, my God. You'd take off running. If it's on the phone, you'd hang the phone up quick. But these people are running rampant through the world today, and they actually think that it's normal. They actually think that it's normal. You know why they think it's normal? Because a lot of them had a hand in that Tuskegee syphilis experiment. They're mad it's over. So they jump on this. They've been in this one. So what we're going to do is we're going to pray them away. We're going to pray them down. Stand down. Stand down, gang, stalkers, and handlers. We're going to pray you away. We don't need you. We don't want you. And we're going to start taking better care of ourselves. These people want us to be in distress. They want to look at us and say, oh, yeah, it's working. She looks sad today. He looks like it's getting to him. Can you imagine them? They're not human. They're not human. They just might be under mind control. You understand? The targeted individuals are their target. But they may be under mind control to target us. Who knows? When all this is said and done and the whole truth comes out. It's coming out. Thanks to all those that are standing up and speaking out. Thank you. Because this is not normal. This is not life. This is not living. When someone wants you to be violated for fun, for sport, for profit, they've got to be stopped, and they're getting ready to be stopped. So, yeah, at the end of the day, I want to always try to talk positive and give some good information out that someone might need. And I erased all my earlier podcast, it seemed very angry. And yes, this makes a person angry. So I'm going to start again. I'm going to try not to be angry, even though someone's trying to violate me on a regular basis. It's hard. It's hard to not be angry when someone's doing something to you every single day, horrific stuff that you can't even repeat. Experimenting on your genitals, all over your body, in your brain. And you can definitely check out what I'm saying. You can check out what I'm saying. Go to my episodes page on my website, Out and About with Yaya and Gang Stalking. WordPress.com. Go to that episodes page and you'll see. Oh no, I don't have to make anything up. There's a horrific crime going on today. It will buckle your knees. It'll put the fear of God in you, because it's hard to believe in this day and time that people could be so low, but they're low. There's some low human beings out here in this world. Got to be careful, people, because they're slithering around like snakes in broad daylight. And the funny thing, well, it's not funny. The odd thing about this, they actually look like they're enjoying violating us. They've got a little smirk on their face. Like, look at me, I can violate you. It's unheard of. I can't wait till we get these people out of there and get them on the news and we can hear their story, because they're going to need therapy. Anytime someone sick you on people, they sick you on people like you're the dog. You're going to need therapy. You're going to need therapy. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And I think what I want to say too today is, if you're not praying, you probably can tell that your treatment is worse. You got to pray. I promise you, prayer will help. God hears this. He sees this. He's going to take care of it. Don't get mad at God now and miss your blessings. We're going to have to pray. I mean, pray some more. Listen to you some music. Take you some naps. Take a nice walk. And I have a suggestion for anyone getting heavily targeted. Just get a bucket of ice and stick your hands down in there. It'll pull all of it. It's kind of cold, though, when you stick both your hands in some ice water, some cold water, really ice water. It's kind of cold. Kind of almost a little painful, too, you know, because it's ice. Thing about it is, it helps like magic. What it does is it pulls what they're putting in our body is like electricity, which is foul on so many levels. But anyway, you feel you're heated up. So when you stick your hands in this ice water, it pulls that out of you. You'll feel it right away. And just be able to stand it 2 minutes is good. Because you can't stand it too long. It's so cold. But it will pull a lot of that electrical current out of your body that they put in if you're getting heavily targeted. And another thing is betadine clay. Mix a little water with that and make yourself a little clay situation. And, you know, if you got some breakouts or whatever, pain, different things, put that on your situation, rub it in, let it dry, and it'll pull out some stuff too. You know, drink a nice green drink every morning. That'll pull out some stuff too. Drink more water. Whatever your body weight is, drink half of your body weight in ounces. Let's just say you weigh 150 pounds. Half of that would be 75. So every day, if you weigh 150 pounds, you would need to drink 75 ounces of water. And just be prayed up to get your rest. Drink your water. Take you some vitamins. Start eating way more fruits and vegetables. Way more. Our diet should be clean. Try to leave pork alone and eat way less meat. Meat is the culprit. You know, lean towards chicken and fish, tuna, you know, these type of things. Because we have people that are messing with us.
I mean, they're messing with us. They're messing with our mind, our body, our spirits, everything. So what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to bond together, nationwide, worldwide, because it's more of us than it is of them. Well, I don't know. I don't want to even ponder that. I just know that if every single person in the world that was getting gang stalked band together and stood up for this thing, and those that didn't want it to happen to them band and stood up and said, no more of this, this thing would be over right away. Let's say 2022, let's get it done. Let's work on getting this thing out of here in 2022. You know, people that want you to feel bad, they want to do something so that you don't feel good. That little black hand that they put on your website, let you know you're a target individual. I don't care about that. Put it on them. Put it on there. I like it. I'm a black girl. Put a black hand on there. I think it's cool. Have no problem with it. See, you want to do something to hurt somebody, we're going to start making fun of you, embarrassing you. That's all. You guys need to hear who you are. And we're going to start telling you, because you are listening. And we're going to remind you that you're a misfit of society, that you violate humanity. We're going to remind you, and we're going to let you know nobody likes you. You've probably never been loved. Oh, we know. You have no respect for yourself. You don't respect yourself. How can you respect others? How can you respect others when you don't respect yourself? You can't do it. A lot of you are the walking dead. You're not even alive. The gang stalkers, the handlers, you're the walking dead. You're not alive. You're walking around doing things to people without a brain in your head. You're not even alive. There's not life in a person that walks around looking for someone to harm. That person is dead inside. That person is not alive, because that's not a normal situation. To wake up and say, now who can I hurt? Who am I going to be able to hurt today? You're insane. And you need help. And you need it right away. And if you don't get it, you're going to cause so much trouble in the world. You're going to cause so much trouble in the world if you don't get help. You're going to hurt so many people. It's not fair. It's not fair what you're doing. Here's the holiday season, and you're thinking of who you can hurt and how you're going to be hurting them. And you're doing it because you guys don't take a day off. You work 24/7, 365. It's a game you have to hurt people. And you're going to be highly embarrassed because it's coming to an end. The world is tired of it. The world's tired of you. So keep doing what you're doing, having your little fun, hurting people, thinking you're God, and you're so highly connected. A lot of people have figured out a lot of your secrets. The majority of you guys in the program are of a homosexual nature. And I repeat, you're not the average homosexual. Because I love a homosexual person. I want a good friend, a male homosexual friend. That's what I need in my life. Good male homosexual friend. So you see, I don't have anything against homosexuals. You guys give homosexuals a bad name. Because the majority of the gang stalkers and handlers are indeed homosexuals. And my belief is that they're from the early 1900s. Those that started the program, I would say it started in the early 1900s. And reason being is because in the 1900s, homosexuality, they would arrest you for it. They'd beat them up. I've heard they'd kill them sometime back then. So I think these people from the 1900s that were treated that bad, beaten, lost their jobs for being gay, this is their revenge. They're going to teach people a lesson because they were ostracized back then. So they have hate in deep in their hearts. And a lot of them are military. A lot of these men are military. Because I remember a time when if you were gay, you got kicked out of the military. So they have a chip on their shoulder. And they want everyone to pay. They want everyone to pay. They feel someone owes them. Someone owes them. They were treated too bad, and now they got to dish it back out. And that's where they have no mercy. They were treated really bad. These are homosexuals from the early 1900s when it was illegal to be gay that are after us so desperately. They're after us so desperately with anger. They want us. They don't even know us. And you tell something else? Don't ever, ever forget they're highly perverted. So don't do the smile. You know, we're decent human beings. They might get too close in your face and you smile and nod. How you doing? No, try to hold that back. They don't need the smiles and the waves. These people are insane. They need psychiatric help. They need psychiatric help. These people need psychiatric help. And they're going to have to answer for everything that they're doing. They're going to have to answer for it. Everything they're doing to us. So hang on there. Hold on. You're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. We're going to get through this. And these people think they're God. They think they can never be stopped. We're too powerful. We've been doing this since the 1900s. Early 1900s. That's a long time to have a secret like this. Let's get them out of here. They aim to hurt us. They want to harm us. For no reason. For no reason. I was a girl, a child, when they put me in a program. What did I do wrong? What did I do wrong? Not listening to my mom and you put me in a program? What did I do wrong as a kid? I couldn't have been 10 years old and they put me in this thing. What did I do? Oh, I know what I did. My complexion. I keep forgetting my complexion. You see, because I don't live thinking how someone wants me to think. They want me to feel not enough, like I'm not enough. And you know something, guys? We're going to address a lot of things with this situation. We're going to address the light-skinned, dark-skinned issue because I'm of the darker persuasion. And we're going to address that because a lot of people think if you're dark-skinned, who are you? You should get targeted. So what? You're dark-skinned. We're going to address the dark-skinned, light-skinned thing with this program. We're going to address racism, guys. Did you hear me? We're going to address racism as well. We're going to probably try to get racism out of here. Oh, yeah. This thing about to go down. Can you imagine? We get the targeted individuals out of there and get racism out of there. And we get that thing out of there with the light skin, dark skin, all in one whop. Kill three birds with one stone. Okay? So, yeah. We're not going to let them have their way with us. You don't get to have your way with us. You know? So what? You done made us a targeted individual. We don't respect that. We don't respect that. You know? We're beautiful human beings, and you're jealous of that. So you want to come for us. You want to hurt us because you're empty inside, and you lack charisma. You lack pizzazz. See, if you had all that going on, you would be too busy loving on yourself to be sitting up trying to hurt somebody. But you lacking that. See, you don't have none of that pizzazz, charisma, swag. You ain't got no swagger. You don't have no swag. That's the problem. You got to have a little swag to feel kind of okay. Okay? Got to have a little swag. See, I have a lot of swag. A lot. That's why you owe me. Get up off me. Get up off me. You've been up on me 60 plus years, baby. I'm 66. Get up off me. Get off me. Get out of here. Leave me alone. You can't have me. Think you doing? Don't you dare come back. Don't you come back. Don't nobody want you around. Don't nobody want you around. Don't you understand that? We're wanting you to leave. We're wanting to not have anything to do with you. We don't like you. Get away. That's how you need to be talked to. You the one that needs that type of treatment. You. You people. Leave us alone. So what? You done give us a name, targeted individuals. No, we're decent human beings. You don't get to call us that. You made that name up for us. You made up all these horrible names, all the little programs you had. Operation Climax, COINTELPRO, Monarch, Mockingbird. All these names you come up. You should call yourself stupid. You got all these names that you come up with to hurt the world. You're insane. We want to see you stopped. Leave us alone. We want you to leave us alone. Yeah. Oh, the world's going to come to our aid. You just wait for it. You think that we're thrown away people and the world's going to let you have your way with us and they're just going to sit by and we're suffering like this? The world is going to come to our aid, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't be surprised. You look up and you see some entertainers, some actors and actresses and rappers. You dig me? Dancers, models, coming to save us, coming to our aid. Look up and see some names, heavy hitters, coming to see about us, mentioning us on TV. It's going to start. Leave us alone. We want to get out there and live life like everybody else. And there you come, trying to stop us from living life. How dare you? You don't get to have your way with us. Go away. We don't want to be with you. Leave us alone. Take no. Take no for answer. And learn that you're a bad person. It is what it is. You're horrible human beings. And we're going to pull the cover off you. Expose you. Yeah. Did I stutter? We're going to expose you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to expose you for doing the wrong thing to us. You done had your way with me 60 plus years. That's not going to keep happening. Oh, no. We want you to go away. We want you to go away and leave us alone. We want you to stay away from us. We don't want you to focus on us. We don't want you to focus on us. Oh, no. Apostle Geno Jennings. We're going to get him involved. We're going to start letting these ministers out here know that y'all after us so they can start saying prayers for us. Pastor Samuel R. Blake's out there. See, we're going to get you out of there. Nah. Kevin Christian, Ella. Oh, no. We all want you out of there. We need you to leave us alone. Oh, yeah. We need you to leave us alone. I mean, leave us alone. Let us live our lives. We don't want you. We're so tired of you. You've broken some people. You've broken some people. There's some targeted individuals out there that's broken because of you. You people. We're going to get you. Oh, yeah. With God Almighty's help. God going to help us. Oh, yeah. I have a few platforms that I'm trying to bring awareness to this situation. I'm on Anchor by Spotify. I'm on Google Podcasts. I'm on Radio Public Podcasts. I'm on Apple Podcasts. My blog is out and about with Yaya and Gangstocking.wordpress.com. My social media sites are Pinterest, Facebook, and Twitter, and Tumblr. And I'm just trying to bring awareness to a horrible crime that's been going on in my life 60 plus years since I was a girl. So yeah, the military is involved. It's very sad to say, the government and the auto industry. It's very sad to say today. But all I want to do is end this. I don't want to talk so long that you lose interest. But I always want to end with a prayer, guys. And I want to say, I love you. I love us. I love everybody that wants to help us. Oh, yeah. I don't know if Kodak Black reached out to me on Twitter or if they gang stalkers pretend like he did. But if he did, I love you, Kodak Black. You're beautiful. He is one sexy, beautiful black man. But anyway, it could be a gang stalking trick like they usually do. Emailing me, making me think he's texting me and it's them. But anyway, if it was him, love you, babe. I want to end this with a prayer for victory. Prayer for victory, read by Yaya. Dearest loving Father, I'm tired of being knocked down again and again. I'm weary of the attacks upon my life and my soul. Won't you defend me, Lord? Rise up, O Heavenly Father, rise up and fight for me. My wounds and my hurt are only part of my story, but they are not who I am. I'm done with being a victim. I'm finished believing Satan's lies. Cast him out, O Lord. In Jesus' name, cast out the enemy now. The only thing left, the only thing that matters is sweet Jesus holding out his hand, lifting me up, embracing me as his restored child. Let me know that your victory begins inside with the conquest of my heart, with Christ as my Savior and King. To him go all honor, all glory, and all thanks from the bottom of my heart, from the depths of my saved soul to the holiest name of all, Jesus Christ. Amen. To God be the glory. To God Almighty be the glory. Help us, God. Help us, God. The evil man have noticed us and they want to have their way with us, God. We want your help. We need your help. We need it now, God, for they run away with us. I want to say one more prayer. And the reason why I want to say another prayer is because we need fortitude. And this prayer is a prayer for fortitude. And I'm going to end with this prayer. Prayer for fortitude, read by Yaya. O glorious St. Lawrence, who did not lose thy faith when being subjected to the most bitter torments, obtain for me this grace and solid conviction of God's love, justice, and mercy, so that I may also withstand the trials which beset me. Oh, that's a beautiful one, because we sure do have some trials besetting us. And I know I did say I was going to end with that prayer, but, you know, I just want to say one last one. And this is because there's a lot of targeted individuals that don't get any sleep. And the program definitely has a lot of targeted individuals sleep deprived. So let me say this prayer for the sleepless. Prayer for the sleepless, read by Yaya. I pray for rest, which is sorely needed. You blessed sleepers of Ephesus can watch this night and bring to me this security I need to close my eyes and drift into dreamless sleep with the sure knowledge that no harm will come to me or my loved ones while I slumber. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless all the targeted individuals worldwide, seniors and veterans. May this horrific crime come to a close immediately. May this crime end in 2022. To God be the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.